Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Mo Berg. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Metzler moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Bennett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bennett. Metzler scores. Falk moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards short. Berg catches it and throws to second to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg strikes out. There goes Metzler. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Bennett reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kahm hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bennett hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett throws the ball into Berg, who tags Adams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Schang pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bennett hits a line drive towards short. Berg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.